record in this one. Like I said, 10 lead changes in only 16 minutes of play and 3 ties. That's nearly 1 a minute. 35 seconds before we start the second half. Harbor Beach will get the ball to start the second half. Possession arrows in their favor. We're going with the 3-man referee crew tonight. I have their names somewhere here. Ken Marska, Tim Meekle, save it however you want, and John Forte. Doing a great job tonight. A little bit of slow whistle, but fast enough when you need it. As far as the officiating goes tonight, no complaints there on either side. There's the buzzer. We're trying to start the second half. Our reach will get the ball right to left across your radio are the Pirates. Out there for Harbor Beach, we have the starting five. Kraft, Ginther, Kraft, Oswald, and Steven. For Marlette, Katie, Shaw, Reagan, Kappen, and Jackson. Ginther with the ball, top of the key. Feeds it into Kraft to the block. He goes up for the shot. He is blocked, and they say he will get a little body as well. That's number 11, Zach Cody. Katie being called his second foul. They're calling it on the arm, in fact. And it'll be the first team foul for Marlette in this half. Second for Katie. And Eli Kraft line shooting two. First one, no good. Had a lot of backs. Been hit the back of the rim. Bounces right out.
And Aaron Ginther found him. It was a pinpoint pass. It was kind of like the football in reverse.
Eli Kraft, second free throw. This one's good. And Harbor Beach leads by 6, their largest of the night. Shaw dribbling to his right. Jackson being guarded by Ginther. Harbor Beach coming out that zone. And stolen ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Aaron Ginther. Marlette ball on the side. Katie. Into Jackson in the right corner. 7.5 playing the third. 38-32. Harbor Beach leads by 6. Feeds into Shaw at the right block. He has nothing there. Has to start his dribble. Bounces out for the jump shot from about 15 feet. This one's good.
He had to earn that one, too. Eli Kraft is all over him and just gave him a little bit of a shade where he let him loose, just a tad.
Beaming at the top of the key over to Reagan. To Jonathan Kraft on the right wing. Feeds into Kraft at the high post. And guarded by Katie. Back out to Ginther. 7 minutes left in the third. 38-34. 4-point lead for the Pirates. Kraft pulls up with the jumper. This one's partially blocked. And the rebound says it was brought in by Katie. Nearly a jump ball, but they think Katie actually traveled with it as a holdup. Kind of an interesting call there. And Harbor Beach gets it underneath their own hoop. Kraft feeds it into Ginther, resets the offense, top of the key. Dribbling to his right. Demon sets the pick. And now going to work in the right block. Against Reagan, now to Oswald, top of the key. And now they're basically playing the Bermuda Triangle here as Seaman goes to work on the baseline. Stop his dribble, feeds it into Oswald for the layup in the right block. This one's good. Oswald developing as a player drastically this year and gives a 6-point lead to the Pirates. 6.5 to play in the third. 40-34. Jackson at their left elbow going to the baseline or going to the lane for the shot. It's good, and he's fouled. An old-fashioned 3-point play coming up for Marlette. Fouls against number 12, Aaron Ginther for the Pirates. His first, team's first of the half. And the line 4-1 is Jackson after making the shot. Dribbles twice, spins it in his hand, spins it again, puts it up. And this one's off the front of the iron. No good. Rebound Oswald. Here come the Pirates in transition. Jonathan Kraft, left elbow, back out to Seaman for the long 2-foot was on the line. No good. And Jackson brings in the rebound. 6-10 remains in the third. 40-36. Pirates lead by 4, Shaw down the baseline, picks it up at the right block. Get past the left forward to Katie for 3, short, and he gets his own rebound into Reagan in between the posts. Over to Shaw, dives to the lane, goes for the layup, no good. Gets some action, bodies laying all over the floor. And Ginther gets it, and the block is called against Katie. Katie tried to draw the charge by blindsiding Ginther with the block. Instead, it's a block against Katie. And Harbor Beach ball.
I hate to say this, but Katie was trying to bar the door.
Katie's third foul Marlette second of the half, and he will sit down, and Jacob Bowman replaces him.
No, I didn't hate saying that.
5:45 left in the third, 40-36, Hiram Beach by 4 points. Eli Kraft over to his brother Jonathan Kraft in the right corner, back up top of the key to Oswald, now over to Ginther. Ginther drizzles into the lane, puts up the runner, completely blocked from a good kill by Shaw into the hands of Jackson. Jackson slowing things down, back over to Shaw with the right wing, nearly took the three, set travels into the lane, out of control, trying to chuck something up, hits nothing, and it's tipped out of bounds by a white jersey, and Merlette gets the ball underneath their own hoop. I like to point out both teams' defenses, the averages are completely out the window already. Both teams typically average on defense about 40 points. Our reach area has 40. Marlette has 36, and it's this go night here as Marlette tries to dribble down to the baseline and they get called with a trap. Eli Kraft coming up the court for the ball with Harbor Beach. 5:05 left in the third. Forward to Aaron Ginther on the right wing. Now to Oswald. He's Jonathan Kraft trying to feed into Kansas City. Nothing there. Over to Aaron Ginther on the right wing. Jonathan Kraft, Eli Kraft, left wing. 4:50 left in the third. Starts a dribble. Aaron Ginther for three, top of the key. Yeah! Aaron Ginther with 18 points of the night. The entire reach a 7-point lead, the largest of the night.
That was a sweet shot.
Here comes Katie, or excuse me, number 10 for Marlette. That's Cabot. Picks up the dribble, about 28 feet from the hoop. Now to Jackson, into left corner to Shaw. He's been quiet in the play lately. Into Reagan for the right block, puts up the lamp off the glass and bounces in and out, no good. Rebound at Harbor Beach, here comes Kraft. Over to Aaron Ginther, the hot hand for another three, no good. Rebound Seaman, and into Jonathan Kraft for the putback. This one's no good. Rebound Jackson. 4:10 left in the third, a 7-point lead for Harbor Beach, 43-36. As Shaw takes a jump shot at the mid-range, balls bouncing around like a pinball off people's shins. Brings in by Jackson for the shot. And they say he's fouled on the way up. Brandon Oswald in position, but he's off with the block instead of the charge. So Jackson will be hanging the line once again for an old-fashioned three-point play. Foul against number two, Brandon Oswald. That'll be the second team foul on Harbor Beach. Alan Cook will be checking in for Harbor Beach. Chapman sits down for Marlette as number 21, Matt Chappell, checks in for the Red Raiders. Well, Jackson missed his first free throw. Has second one coming here. They trail by five, the Red Raiders do. And he makes it four. 43-39, Harbor Beach leads by 4 points over Marlette. After a three-point play, well, Jackson for Marlette. Eli Kraft dribbles to his right, being guarded by Bowman. Dribbles right down to the baseline and back out to the top of the key to Ginther. He tries his best at it, and it gets kicked out of bounds. And they say it's off the knee of Ginther. And the Red Raider ball 90 feet from their own hoop on the left side of the radio.
3:42 left in the third quarter.
At 43.9, it's Paul Jackson nearly threw it out of bounds after Chappell didn't realize it was coming his way. And Jackson has the time to keep dribbling to his left, being guarded closely by Ginther. Works his way in between the blocks, down to the baseline for the jump layup. This one's off the bottom. Rebound by Seaman. Here comes Crab. It's 3-on-3, and he slows it up. 3:15 left in the third, 43-39, a 4-point game. Harbor Reach currently on top. Marlette's led as much as by four, Harbor Reach by seven. With those 10 lead changes, it's been Harbor Reach since the half, though. Kraft for three from the right wing. This one's just short. Alan Cook goes, Rick brings it to the layup, misses the putback, and it's still loose. And Schaub has the rebound. Finally, players laying all over. It looks like civil war out there. Schaub in the left wing. 2:45 plus in the third. Dribbles right in the lane. A spin move up to the layup, and there's a whistle. Looks like Andrew Stevens is going to be the culprit. That's going to be his third personal and the third team for Harbor Beach. So Josh Shelkey will be replacing him momentarily here at the line. Shooting two is number five, Brad Schaub. He has 50 points tonight, and the first one's good. They got 60.
I didn't think Brad Schaub was going to give up the ball on that possession. The last few times,